Rooms, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 68. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 53. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Edwards County VFW Memorial Post 8222 will conduct services this coming Sunday and Monday to honor veterans. The post will visit 9 cemeteries in the West Salem area and hold a service at the Veterans Memorial on the Square in West Salem on Sunday. The first ceremony will be at 8 a.m. on the Square, and the post will move to Shiloh Cemetery at 8:30, Ebenezer at 8:40, Macedonia at 9, Little Wabash at 9:15, Marion at 9:30, Parkersburg Oak Hill at 10, Walnut Grove at 10:15, Zion United Methodist at 11, and the Moravian at 11:15. The post will visit 12 cemeteries and hold another service at the courthouse in Albion on Monday. It will begin at Burke Cemetery at 7 a.m. and move to Mount Zion at 7:15, Wanboro at 7:30, Little Prairie at 7:45, Samaria Baptist at 8, Pleasant Hill at 8:15, West Village at 8:30, Bone Gap at 8:45, Browns at 9, Union at 9:15, Graceland at 9:30, and Old Albion at 9:45. The post will conclude Memorial Day services with a public program on the Edwards County Courthouse Square in Albion at 10 a.m., weather permitting. The schedules can be found on our headlines page, and all times are approximate. More news next.
Horizon Healthcare Medical Clinic is committed to delivering the best primary health care to all ages. From infant to geriatric, Horizon Healthcare is there for you at every stage of your life, offering care at 4 convenient locations, Fairfield, Carmi, Grayville, and Sisney, so you can enjoy exceptional care close to home. For more information on services or to make an appointment, call 618-842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
In other news, North Wayne EMS responded to a single vehicle accident south of Enterprise Saturday night. According to county deputies, at approximately 11:17, 58-year-old Olney resident Lisa D. Harmon was eastbound on a county highway in a 2000 Oldsmobile. She failed to negotiate a curve and overturned in a ditch. Harmon was taken to Clay County Hospital and was cited for operating an uninsured vehicle. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Fairfield police arrested 27-year-old West Salem resident Michael Collins Friday night on a charge of domestic battery. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the setting and posting of bond. 26-year-old Fairfield resident Dylan J.L. Luther was arrested Saturday night on a charge of driving suspended or revoked. He was held, pending the posting of $270 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the results of a special traffic enforcement patrol held in Wayne County in May. The patrol allowed the ISP to provide increased enforcement for impaired driving, occupant restraint, speeding, and distracted driving violations during the national Click It or Ticket campaign. Troopers reported 14 total citations and 50 total written warnings, with most coming for speeding. State police say driving the posted speed limit, sober, not distracted, and buckled up will help save lives. The project is funded through IDOT. This is the 50th anniversary of Title IX, and it has added significance for the current IHSA board president. Katie Hassan is the second woman to serve in the role since the organization's inception in 1903.
You know, it definitely has been an honor and a privilege to not only serve on the IHSA board and represent Rock Ridge, a great school district, but also, you know, to serve the great state of Illinois and a wonderful organization of the IHSA that that promotes and sponsors sports and activities for students all over the state. And yeah, to have it, to be in that role, as you said, just the second woman, Linda Lane, from one of the Chicago schools a few years ago, served as president, served a term as president, and to be elected by my fellow board members during this 50th anniversary of Title IX is pretty cool. As a former athlete and coach and female administrator, it's definitely an honor to serve during this time of significance for female athletics.
She was elected to the board in 2016, and this is her second school year as president. She is the principal at Rock Ridge High School in Western Illinois. Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith has announced his nomination for the city's police chief. He says he intends to nominate former Fairfield police officer and mayor Brent McGuire at tomorrow's city council meeting. The 48-year-old McGuire served as mayor from 2017 to 2020 and was a police officer from 1997 to 2011. He defeated four people by a wide margin to become mayor, but resigned his seat in August 2020 to accept a lecturer position in criminal justice at Oakland City University. The mayor says McGuire is extremely qualified and very aware of the challenges of the position. During his tenure with FPD, McGuire was a detective sergeant, school resource officer, DARE officer, and juvenile officer. He has a Master of Science in Justice Administration, a Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice, and is a graduate of the Illinois Police Training Institute. He and his wife Angelique have five children and are longtime city residents. They attend New Beginnings Church, where they serve as sponsors of the youth program. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 at City Hall. Agenda items are dominated by personnel matters, including appointments for fire chief and assistant chief, collector, treasurer, board of fire and police commissioners, police pension board, zoning board, and recreation committee. Outside of appointments, aldermen are anticipated to award a bid for the new water tower. They're also scheduled to discuss an ordinance setting fees for the new Class Q liquor license established earlier this month. Other agenda items include approving the FOP contract, seeking bids for a salt storage shed, and an ordinance authorizing the sale of property. Edwards County Schools held their graduations on Saturday. Rylan Robb was named valedictorian for the class of 2022 at ECHS. Zoe Barnes, Sam Lynch, Max Fieber, Sage Alke, Molly Swordstrom, Emma Wiseman, and Lauren Luker were class salutatorians, and 59 students graduated. Alice Robb and Carlin St. Ledger were valedictorians of the Albion Grade School graduating class. Abby Gill was salutatorian. Allie Reed won the VFW Award, and Aiden McDowell won the Citizenship and Lions Achievement Awards, along with Emily Spray and Kendall Richards, respectively. Jax Duncan and Robb were citizenship runners-up. Honor marshals were Rylan Nix, Jenna Shaw, Reagan Stromat, and Ashlyn Weber. West Salem's valedictorian was Lola Nussmeyer, and Cami Keener was salutatorian. Wyatt Greathouse won the American Legion Award, and Grace Glover won the VFW Award. President's Awards for Educational Excellence for junior high GPAs higher than 3.5 went to Nussmeyer, Keener, Glover, Greathouse, Autumn Grisham, and Owen Lynch. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Fairfield, Cisney, Grayville, and Carmi will offer school and sports physicals from June 1st to September 1st at no out-of-pocket expense. Clinics are located at 213 Northwest 10th Street in Fairfield, 413 Park in Cisney, 319 West Commerce in Grayville, and 1103 West Main in Carmi. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or people can call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment or to get more information. Fairfield, Cisney, and Carmi clinics are open weekdays and accept walk-ins from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Grayville clinic is open Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 4:30. People don't have to be a patient of Horizon Healthcare to take advantage of the offer. FMH will also provide physicals at school registrations in Wayne, White, and Edwards counties. According to the CDC over the weekend, 6,330 people in Wayne County were fully vaccinated against COVID-19, or 39% of its population, including 48.1% of people over 18 and 68% of people over 65. 46.8% of fully vaccinated people had been boosted. 39.1% of Edwards County residents were fully vaccinated, including 48.4% of those over 18 and 73.3% of those over 65. 47% of vaccinated people had been boosted. In Wabash County, 49.2% of the population was fully vaccinated, and 47.1% of the vaccinated were boosted. Statewide, 68.9% of the population was fully vaccinated, including 77.9% of those over 18 and 88.9% of those over 65. IDPH Director Dr. Amal Tokar says people over 50 and people over 12 with a moderately to severely compromised immune system should consider a second booster shot. She was asked about potential side effects.
You could get a headache, you could get a low-grade fever, you could feel very, very tired. This is your body really ramping up its immune system.
People who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are also encouraged to get a second booster shot. Again, per the CDC, Wayne and Edwards counties were at a substantial rate of transmission. A bill is headed to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk that would help soybean farmers across the state. Illinois Soybean Association Marketing Director Andrew Larson says the bill was sponsored by Senator Patrick Joyce and Representative Eva Dinah Delgado.
It's been a major initiative of the Illinois soybean growers to continue to support the use of biodiesel in the state of Illinois. So biodiesel is a product made from soybean oil and other renewable feedstocks that can be blended with traditional petroleum diesel and used and burned in any engine that's on the road today. So traditionally in Illinois, we've used blends of what we call B10 to B11. So there are 10 or 11% biodiesel and 89 to 90% traditional diesel fuel. And that has reduced a certain amount of carbon emissions out of the tailpipe. Biodiesel has better air quality results by having less particulate matter come out of the tailpipe. So it's been a major initiative for the state of Illinois and the Illinois soybean growers for years to use biodiesel. Through the legislation passed in Springfield, we are extending our state sales tax exemption, which supports the use of biodiesel in the state, towards 20% over the next few years.
When the bill is implemented, he says biodiesel could reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about 200,000 tons. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says energy companies are responsible for high gas prices and are using their powers to price gouge.
I'm sick about it, too, because there's no basis for this based on market forces, supply and demand. It's all about the control of virtual monopolies in our lives, whether it's Visa and MasterCard, whether it's oil companies, whether it's a handful of people that are controlling social media. That's the reality. Until we get serious about that, and we're trying our damnedest in antitrust hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee, we're going to be at the mercy of price gougers. The good news is America's back to work. The bad news is prices are too damn high. People are talking about it in terms of food and gasoline. Look at the baby formula situation. I mean, it is just an economy that is trying to get back on track, and it'll be some time before it happens.
According to Gas Buddy last week, gas prices across the state were 47 cents higher than late April and were about $1.63 higher than a year ago. Illinois Treasurer Mike Frericks is celebrating 1 million claims paid out through his office's iCash program. Kim Howard reports.
Treasurer Frericks's office is the keeper of unclaimed property like old paychecks, lost war medals, life insurance policies, the contents of forgotten safe deposit boxes, and more. During his tenure, 1 million properties have been returned, totaling over $1.4 billion. Frericks urges everyone to search the iCash database.
That money doesn't belong to the banks or financial institutions. It belongs to Illinois citizens. It's our job to return it. We find about one in four people who go to our website find we have something that belongs to them. But when you go there, if we don't have something for you, we encourage you to check for your family members. Frequently, unclaimed property will come to us because someone in the family has passed away and they didn't tell their family members where all of their accounts and all their money was stored.
To look for any property you may be owed, visit IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on iCash. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries, like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 61 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 31,929, up 667 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,534, up 179 and 3 quarters. The current price of crude oil is $106.23 per barrel, down 2 cents since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Patsy D. Silvers died on Friday.
Patsy Silvers is survived by husband Tommy, children Michael Collier, Bobby Silvers, Tommy Silvers, Cindy Greenwood, and Amanda Owen, brother Charles Collier, 14 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren. Services will be Tuesday at 11 at Nail's Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 9 to service time, and burial will be in Bethel Cemetery. 95-year-old McLeansboro resident Joseph M. Morris died on Friday. Joseph Morris is survived by his wife Mary, one sister, and several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Services will be Wednesday at 11 at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. 68-year-old Carmi resident Jeannie McDowell died on Sunday. Jeannie McDowell is survived by husband Ray, children Christian McDowell, Damian McDowell, and Dusty Frazier, sisters Sandy Pollard and Nancy Donahue, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services will be Wednesday at 1 at Cook Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in North Maple Ridge Cemetery. 70-year-old McLeansboro resident Stephen Ray Sutton died on Monday. Services will be today at 2 at the McLeansboro First General Baptist Church, and interment will be at Golson Cemetery. Golson Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield, to remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy-efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you're a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchased a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at waynewhitecoop.com. Here's what's going on. Friends of Grayville will hold a fundraiser on Saturday, June the 4th from 5 until 8 p.m. in downtown Grayville. There will be a fish fry, cruise in, Big Bash Blues Band, and the annual Josh Gray Memorial Cornhole Tournament. Registration for the tournament begins at 2 p.m. Tournament starts at 3. Grayville senior citizens will be selling desserts, 50-50 scholarship tickets on sale, and more. Cost of the meal is by donation.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-597-2010. That's 1-800-597-2010. 1-800-597-2010. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Time for a Monday check of sports. Taking a look back at Friday's scores in high school baseball in the Redbud 2A Regional, it is Freeburg 11, Carterville 1. Freeburg wins the regional championship. In high school softball in the Christ Our Rock Lutheran 1A Regional, it was Oakville 6, Carlisle 4 in the championship. And in the Cumberland 1A Regional, it was Casey Westfield 10, Central A&M 0. In the South Central 1A Regional, it was South Central 7, Altamont 1. In the Wayne City 1A Regional, it was Edwards County 4, Grayville 2. In the Century 1A Regional, it was Pope County 6, Century 5. In the Cobden 1A Regional, it was Gorville 10, Cobden 0. In the Johnson City 2A Regional, it was Carterville 2, Johnston City 0. In the Nashville 2A Regional, it was Murfreesboro 17, Nashville 7. That one finished in 5 innings. In the Marquette 2A Regional, it was Freeburg 10, Altamont 0, and that one finished in 5. In girls soccer, in the Carbondale 2A Regional, it was Marion 3, Carbondale 2. In high school boys tennis at the Carbondale 1A Sectional, Richland County led all teams with a team score of 24. Fairfield and Carmel-Wyatt County were tied at 7th with 4 apiece. Taking a look back at Saturday, in high school baseball at the Hardin County 1A Regional, it was Gorville over Hardin County. That one got postponed due to weather. That one is set to be played today at 4:30. In the Edwards County 1A Regional, it was Waltonville, Cesar Valier 9, Trico 7. That one got suspended in the 5th inning. That one will continue today at 4:30. In the Steelville 1A Regional, it was Steelville 1, Galatia Thompsonville 1. That one suspended in the third inning. Gameplay will resume today at 4:30. In the Cobden 1A Regional, it was Cobden 4, Stonefront 0. In the Harrisburg 2 Regional, Harrisburg 9, Carmel County 4, the Harrisburg Bulldogs win their 30th regional championship. In the DuQuoin 2A Regional, DuQuoin 1, Nashville 0. That one suspended in the first inning. Gameplay will continue today at 4:30. In the Johnson City 2A Regional, it is Anna Jonesboro versus Hamilton County. That one got postponed, and that one will continue today at 4:30. In the Breeze Central 2A Regional, Breeze Modern Day will take on Father McGivney today at 4 o'clock. And in the Newton 2A Regional, Flora 3, Newton 2. In high school softball at the Alvarado 1A Regional, Trico and Alvarado were tied at 0 in the first. Gameplay was suspended and will continue today at 4 p.m. At the Glacial 1A Regional, Woodlawn versus Waltonville, Sessevalier was postponed. That one will continue today at 4 p.m. And in the Harrisburg 2A Regional, Mount Carmel beats Harrisburg 2-0. Mount Carmel wins a regional championship and moves to 23-0 on the year. In the Breeze Central 2A Regional, it is Breeze Modern Day versus Breeze Central. That one got postponed and will be played today at 4 p.m. And on Sunday, the Wabash Valley Warriors are heading to the JUCOR World Series. After losing their first-round matchup to Iowa Western, Wabash had to go perfect for the remainder of the tournament to advance, beating John A. Logan 13-0 in the elimination game and helping Coach Fournier reach career win number 1,100, they moved on to face South Suburban. With the rematch against Iowa Western in their sights, the Warriors beat South Suburban 11-1. Wabash again would have to win back-to-back games to move on, and they did just that. Beating Iowa Western in Game 1 21-4 and in Game 2 9-1, the Warriors will have their shot at the JUCOR World Series. Play begins on May 28th. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Warriors take care of the Mavericks 109-100. The Warriors lead that series 3-0. In the MLB, it's the Red Sox over the Mariners 8-4, Orioles 7, Rays 6, Tigers 4, Guardians 2, Twins 7, Royals 6, Astros 5, Rangers 2, White Sox 3, Yankees 1 in Game 1, Angels 4, Athletics 1 in Game 2, the White Sox 5, Yankees 0, Cardinals 18, Pirates 4, Phillies 4, Dodgers 3, Marlins 4, Braves 3, Nationals 8, Brewers 2, Cubs 5, Diamondbacks 4, Mets 2, Rockies 0, Padres 10, Giants 1, Reds 3, Blue Jays 2. The new Cardinal manager is utilizing Cardinal legends in new ways never seen before. Yadier Molina took the mound in the bottom of the ninth inning with the Cardinals up 18-0. The Cardinals would go on to win that one 18-4. Yadi got his first pitching appearance of his career. In the NHL playoffs, it was Lightning 5, Panthers 1. The Lightning lead that series 3-0. Rangers 3, Hurricanes 1. The Hurricanes lead that series 2-1. And the Oilers over the Flames 4-1. The Oilers lead that one 2-1. Justin Thomas is celebrating a victory at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club after topping Will Zalaradas in a three-hole playoff. Thomas and Zalaradas finished the final round of the tournament tied at 5 under par. The victory is the first for Thomas since winning the Players' Championship last year. The 29-year-old now has a pair of PGA titles with his 15 career victories. Cameron Young and Mito Pereira finished tied for third place at 4 under for the tournament. Tommy Fleetwood, Chris Kirk, and Matt Fitzpatrick finished on a three-way tie for fifth place with a 3 under par. Here's the schedule for today. In the NBA playoffs, it'll be the Heat at the Celtics. The Heat lead that series 2-1. In MLB action, it'll be the Orioles at the Yankees, Phillies at the Braves, Tigers at the Twins, Guardians at the Astros, Athletics at the Mariners, Rockies at the Pirates, Cubs at the Reds, Dodgers at the Nationals, Brewers at the Padres, Mets at the Giants, Blue Jays at the Cardinals. You can listen to that one on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9 FM. And the Royals are at the Diamondbacks. In the NHL playoffs, it'll be the Panthers at the Lightning. The Lightning lead that series 3-0. And it'll be the Avalanche at the Blues. The Avalanche lead that series 2-1. That is a Monday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, partly sunny with a high near 68. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 64. Wednesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 79. Wednesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And Thursday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 70. The daytime.